Oh dear, 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 dear. It's going and going and going, and I'm not saying a word. Well, Carly, I started to turn this on. It's been so long since I used it that I hardly know how to work it anymore. So you missed a little space there, but the tape is here on the table and waiting for somebody to tape some. And I just want to tell you that I've thought of you many, many times, and you're in our prayers, even though we haven't gotten a letter or anything off. But Alfie has to do all the writing mostly because I've had a little eye trouble. So you just excuse it and just know that we've been with you anyway. I've been at the hospital three times, two eye surgeries and another little mess. So Alfie's had her troubles too. Anyway, she takes care of me pretty good. But I do think of you over there and all the rest of you. And I hope that you can be back with us soon. I'm sure enjoying having the folks here with us up here in the apartment and having a nice little visit and trying to show them around a little bit, Alfie has, with her days off. I think the letter you wrote to the folks, or the tape you sent the folks, Carly, is just grand. It was wonderful, and we all enjoyed it so much. And you're a sweet, dear boy for saying it all, and I know you meant it. So, and you know, we all appreciate all those things, especially when you get as old as me. I have my parakeet here, and he's always a chattering. I don't know whether you'll hear it in the background or not, but he's trying to talk along with me. I guess Alfie told you that we were going up to be at Jerry's wedding. You know, he wants to get married, and he can't have time off only between these two tours, so he's going to get married now, and then his wife will join him later after she graduates in June. And we think, as far as we've been around her, she's a very fine girl, and so we're happy for that, because Jerry's a nice boy, too. Alfie has Ernest out of cleaning the windows. Can you feature that? Ernest says she's working him to death. These windows, we've got lots of windows here, and they're real nice to see out, but they sure do get dirty. Well, Carly, I really don't have much to say, only just to tell you that I love you and we think of you so much, and we'll try and get some more tapes off to you some of these times. And give Florence our love, too, when you see her. And we'll try, maybe. But Alfie has to write all the letters just about, so, since she's a pretty busy gal. So I just wanted to say I love you, and God bless you.
Hi, Carly. Here I am a little bit later, and Mom is sitting over here talking to Aunt Billy. Uncle Ernest is out doing the windows. I decided that he needs some exercise. Uncle Jim feels like he's coming down where there's down with a cold. See, there's a lot of flu going around in the States, and I'm sure the same thing's over there in Vietnam. How you like your new area of work? And are you doing the same type of work as you did before? I have a friend of mine that it's at the 29th Evac, or now the third surge there between Bantui and Canto. I'm wondering if you had gotten over there at all, or even needed there to go in there or something.
Well, Carl, I'm back on the job again here. They wanted me to say a little bit some more on this tape and to send it to you in there. So I'll just tell you what's going on here. They got Ernest washing the windows. The colonel's got him working out there, and he's washing the windows of the apartment here, and I don't know what the rest of them did, and I just went in and took a nice nap in there, and catching up on my rest. And there, well, I tell you, I think Ernest is going to say some more on this tape, and I think that Avila's going to say some, so I'll just take and shut it off.
Dear Carly, you don't know how your letter to Jim and Mary inspired me. It was sure refreshing to see a man of your age to have the testimony that you have had. I know that your heart is surely in the what you think, and that you are truly a Christian boy, and it sure is refreshing. You and your good wife, and it sure is fine that you are taking your place in this world and doing the things that you're doing. And we sure are happy that you are doing the things that you're doing. And we hope that you will have a very successful time and a very and good health in the rest of your days. And we'll always think of you in that way. Thanking you again for writing Jim and Mary. We ask your blessing, the blessings on you. This is Ernest.
Okay. Hi, Carly. Long time no see. How you doing? Well, we think about you a lot, and we keep track of you through Aunt Mary and Uncle Jim and Aunt Grace and Althea. And also, we hear from your folks once in a while. So it's always refreshing to hear from you. And we want to tell you we're proud of all those that are serving in the armed forces or in any capacity in Vietnam. And you're in our prayers, and we think of Florence, too, and the part that she's having, and we're so glad she can be as close to you as she is, so you can be together occasionally. And we enjoyed the tape so very much. It was wonderful, and it really, really was a thrill to us. And I know that, I know it did Aunt Mary and Uncle Jim lots of good, and not only them, but also the children. So now just keeping on, Carly. Bye-bye now.
Well, Carly, I guess they're leaving it up to me to say Uncle Harry says you wouldn't know him if you saw him on the street anyway. He is Mother's brother, the sister.